Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree, but whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. And if you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure that you like, make sure that you subscribe. So there was a fight over the weekend, and not the UFC fight, although shout out to Mackenzie Dern. She looked fantastic. Versus Angela Hill. There was a big fight between Devin Haney and Vasily Lomachenko. And I thought it was a great fight. It was a great tactical fight. It wasn't a brawl. It wasn't a war. But it was a great tactical fight by two guys who, you know, for all intents and purposes, aren't known as power punchers, although Lomachenko has a good amount of finishes. He doesn't possess that one punch knockout power, and neither does Devin Haney. I think for different reasons. I don't think naturally that Vasily Lomachenko is a power puncher. And I think that Devin Haney has suppressed his physical growth, which has suppressed his physical strength, because he's, you know, out here trying to be a 135 pounder. Meanwhile, walking around, you know, 20 to 30, maybe even more pounds over. So, like, you had two guys who are not like going to get you out of there with one punch, most likely. And each opponent knew it, and it was a great fight. It was a back and forth fight. And in the end, if you don't already know, spoiler alert, Devin Haney won. And immediately the Twitter sphere went to Twittering, and the bloggers went to blogging, and people had an issue with the outcome. I watched the fight. I don't claim to be a boxing expert, but I watch a lot of boxing. And I have seen a robbery. I've seen robberies. I've seen guys in combat sports that should have won but did not win. And looked and went, oh my God, this is a travesty, excuse me. I did not feel that way in this Haney-Lomachenko fight. At the end of the day, this is what I saw. I saw a really close fight. I saw a really close fight going into the championship rounds, into rounds 11 and 12. I saw a round 11 that was dominated by Lomachenko. I saw a round 12 that was dominated by Devin Haney. Right? I saw a round 11 that was dominated by Lomachenko. I saw a round 12 that was dominated by Haney. Now, could I argue that the rounds that Lomachenko won were louder, like that they were bigger, more like definite rounds? Yes. Can I argue that the rounds that Haney won were closer rounds? Yeah. But here's the thing about boxing, and I want all of the boxing people to understand this. This is not something that we did. This is something that you did with your scoring system. And with the fact that there's only three judges. And with the fact that you let them sit ringside instead of in a room where they get all the angles that you get on a television broadcast. You let them sit in a stadium where they can be influenced by the crowd. But clearly, these three judges were not influenced by the crowd. Because if they were influenced by the crowd, you would have thought Lomachenko ran away with this. I had the luxury of not watching this fight with the sound on. It was only until I went back to it when I was looking at the fight over again that I noticed how crazy the fans were for Lomachenko every time he did anything. A little flurry that was bouncing off the arms and they went crazy. I also think it's interesting of this, right? So your scoring system is your scoring system. So it doesn't matter if you win the round big or if you win the round small. It only matters that you win the round. So if Lomachenko won 5 rounds, right? If Lomachenko won 5 rounds, but he won 5 loud rounds, 5 really, really noticeable rounds. Let's say he was dominant. He was as dominant as you can be in a 10-9 round. Okay, cool. He still only won 5 rounds. Devin Haney could have won 7 rounds and had those rounds won by the closest of margins. By the closest of margins. It doesn't matter. It's still 7 rounds that he won. Now, the debate becomes, okay, some of those rounds Monday saying that Lomachenko won and not Devin Haney, I wouldn't be upset. If you look at the scorecards of the gentleman ringside scoring the fight, there's a 16-14, right? There's a 16-14. That means that there's a one round, sorry, not 16-14, excuse me. There's essentially a 7-5, and I think one is an 8-4. An 8 rounds to 4, but mostly it's a 7 rounds to 5, which means that if one round was flipped, it would have been a draw. Now, while I don't think that Haney won 8 rounds, am I upset at the ones who have him winning 7 when I just said that it was this close? No. No. This isn't a robbery. A robbery is when you look at the fight and you go, oh my gosh, this was a massacre. What a brilliant performance. What a massacre. And then it goes the other way. We've seen that. We've seen the times where the scorecards don't even make sense. How could this person have this scored? 49 to 40 to 46 or something, or you know, in a smaller round fight, or how can this be? We've seen it. We've seen the scorecards that don't make sense. All of these scorecards make sense. Even if you wanted to dissect the scorecards, I've seen the scorecards. There are places that Lomachenko clearly won the round. The judges that are scoring the fight, they all have them scored for Lomachenko. Those rounds that you can clearly say, those are Lomachenko rounds. And then you have the other rounds. The rounds where it doesn't look so clear. The rounds where you could give it to Lomachenko and nobody would argue with you. But if you could give it to Lomachenko and nobody would argue with you because it was so close, that means that you could give it to Haney. So I don't understand why people keep saying Lomachenko got robbed, why people are saying that boxing is dirty because of this fight. Because this fight going to Devin Haney is not actually good for boxing. Devin Haney really like would have probably been better off losing this fight. I'm going to tell you why. He probably would have been better off losing this fight because at that point, he has no reason to stay at 135 pounds. He's no longer the champion. And those guys who would create big fights at 135, none of them would now have the motivation to fight him. He's no longer the champion, right? He's been beaten by an older Lomachenko. What do we have to gain from that? All we have is stuff to lose. We have nothing to gain. So then that would have allowed Haney to go, you know what? It's time for me to move up. Time for me to go to 140. Maybe it's time for me to go to 147. It's time for me to allow my body to mature into the body, into the grown man body it's supposed to be, instead of constantly trying to suck down to this weight and make this weight. Like, people talk about how sucking down and doing a weight cut makes you more susceptible to being knocked out. And my argument is that it also makes you more susceptible to not carrying any power that you might have. So you have this guy who probably should be walking around somewhere at 160, 165, cutting all the way down to 135 pounds, cutting down 30 plus pounds in order to fight. He's been doing that since his career began, and he started fighting at a young age. But since he's been a pro, he's been in one weight class. That's in my opinion, that's problematic. So now he gets the opportunity to move up and hit a reset button on his career, because even though people tell you that, you know, the zero matters behind it, it really doesn't. It really doesn't. The only thing that the one gives you is the opportunity to make more fights, because once you've lost, people now believe they could be the next person to hand you the loss. So that gives you more opportunities to create fights. Go up to 140. Go up to 147. Hit the reset button on the career. Work your way up through those ranks. Get more experience. Continue to work on your craft. Continue to build your body up so that you got a little bit more weight behind your punches. That would then allow Lomachenko to regain this unified title. And now the Tanks and the Shakur Stevensons of the world have to go after Loma, who is the bigger name fighter, who carries the more cachet, right? Who the public seems to love. For what reason? I don't know. Can somebody explain to me, sidebar, can somebody explain to me why it seems that the public doesn't like the tactician black boxing champion? The only boxing champions that are black that get like celebrated, because remember, Floyd wasn't necessarily celebrated, right? Sweet Pea Whitaker outside of boxing. Sweet Pea Whitaker outside of boxing. He's not celebrated. Pernell Whitaker is beloved by people that are in the boxing know. People who understand the sweet science. Floyd Mayweather is considered a genius, but he's not loved, right? People admire how he was able to fashion his career. Well, everybody except maybe one person. But Not a lot of people love him, right? But people love Manny Pacquiao, right? Like, why is it that so many fans have a problem with the American black fighter unless he's a power puncher? You got to be able to knock people out or and risk getting knocked out in order to be loved. In order to be loved. We complain about quick knockouts and we complain about people who systematically break you down throughout a fight and beat you up. The sweet spot, hey, we want to see really good boxing until around 7, 8. Then it's time to get you out of there. You can't have it both ways. I mean, you can try, but you can't really have it both ways. It's a flaw in the logic. Lomachenko carries the bigger name. So for boxing, it probably would have been better for Haney to lose. So what's the motivation? What's the motivation to rob? What's the motivation to rob Lomachenko? What's the motivation by boxing to rob Lomachenko? Oh my gosh, boxing's so corrupt. Boxing's crazy. I can't anymore. This is a travesty. He won by a point. They had Haney ahead by one round. And shout out to Deion Washington. Says he hates how Haney let the little man just walk through the front door and not made him pay dearly. Yeah, the problem is that's not Haney. I could argue that Haney didn't even fight the fight that he probably should have fought. But he fought he stuck to the game plan. And that brings me to my second point. Is a landed punch a landed punch? Because Haney landed a ridiculous amount of punches to the body. And it seemed as if the public didn't give him credit for the body shots the way that they gave Loma credit for the head shots. It seemed as if the public didn't say that a punch is a punch, a landed punch is a landed punch. But when we go to the CompuBox numbers, Lomachenko threw a whole bunch of punches that didn't land. He threw a bunch of punches that didn't land. Haney threw less punches, but more of them landed. Shouldn't that account for something? Or is it just because Lomachenko is peppering? Just because he's throwing, his hands are moving. This is the Manny Pacquiao effect. Manny Pacquiao overwhelming people with punches. They use the same phraseology for Lomachenko. Overwhelming people with punches. But who cares how many times you punch if you're not hitting anything? The land percentage for Lomachenko lower than the land percentage for Haney, which means that it was much less luck, right? When Haney hits you, he hits you. When Loma hits you, he may have gotten lucky. If I throw four punches and one gets through, am I really a like tactician with the punches? If I throw one punch and that one punch hits, which one's more impressive? The person that threw one punch and landed, or the person that threw four punches and one of the four landed? See, if you're going to call something a robbery, prove why it was a robbery. I heard Paulie Malignaggi, who, by the way, like, you know, might want to get some stuff done. because it's getting harder and harder to understand them. But in fairness, it's always been kind of hard to understand Malignaggi. He's talking about the live odds during the fight, and is saying that after the 11th round, going into the 12th round, that Lomachenko was a minus 500 favorite to win. Maybe Malignaggi doesn't know how these things work, but with live betting, the swings are everything. They're trying to get people to spend money. And as people are spending money, they're changing the odds. So if you noticed, after every big round for any fighter, the odds swing in their favor. That's because during that round, people are starting to live bet because they think there's a chance that that person might get them out of it. At the end of the day, that 11th round is still only 1 point. It's still only worth 1 point. So yes, the live odds was 5-1 for Lomachenko, because the 11th round was a dominant round. Because the 11th round was a dominant round. So as that round was going on and we saw Lomachenko pouring it on, people are betting their money. Oh, it's going to be Lomachenko. It's going to be Lomachenko. Let me get in on this money. The problem is they're thinking that the 11th round is going to then transfer over to the 12th round. It didn't transfer. The 11th round never became the 12th round. The 12th round, Devin Haney showed championship heart. He came out and he won that round. There is no doubt in my mind that 11th round is what cost Lomachenko to win. If Lomachenko wins that 12th round is what cost Lomachenko to win. If Lomachenko wins that 12th round, he may win. If Lomachenko wins that 12th round, or if he comes out and he fights that 12th round the way he fought that 11th round, he might get a stoppage. But he didn't. He took his foot off the gas. We've seen it before. We saw it in the Lopez fight. Dominant in the 11th round. Took his foot off the gas in the 12th. Lopez is able to point out that last round. Same thing happens. For a guy that they were at one point in time calling Nomachenko, he sure as hell wasn't hunting the finish in the 12th round. When is a point a point? You give him more credit for headshots than you're giving for body shots. That's the question. Finally, I look at all of the fighters, all of these people who are in boxing, and say, what good does it do to react this way after a fight that was that good, that close? If you're Shakur Stevenson, right? What is your motivation for coming out and hailing that Lomachenko is so great? Why would you come out and extol about Lomachenko and how he won and talk about that, you know, Devin Haney's not on your level? You actually get more flies with honey than you do with vinegar. People think, and this is the flawed logic in promotion, right? These dudes don't know how to promote themselves. That's why they keep getting robbed by all these promoters. Shakur Stevenson should have came in that ring and said, oh my God, this is a great fight. This is great for boxing. It could have gone either way. At one point in my brain, I had Lomachenko winning. I could 100% see why the referees had it as Haney, though. Respect to both parties. Now we can't let it stop here. We can't let this fight happen and then go back to a bunch of dudes fighting other guys who are not of this caliber. You can't fight a Lomachenko, then go back and not fight me, because I'm the next level. If you want to continue to climb levels, I'm the next level. That's how Shakur Stevenson should have painted it. If you're a Loma, you can't get all of the belts, fight Devin Haney, and now go back to fighting these dudes. No. If you want to be a legend, you got to fight me. And you can't fight every year or every year and a half when you only have 17, 18 fights in your entire career. You don't have to be disrespectful in order to get somebody to want to fight you. You have to be able to build up in the fans' mind that they don't know who's going to win. A polarizing crowd is a great crowd. A crowd that can see it on this way, but also see it this way and goes, I just need to see it. What made Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather so compelling? It's that some people really, there's the Manny Pacquiao fans who thought he was going to get it done. There's the Floyd Mayweather fans that thought he was going to get it done. But then there was this group of people in the middle who said, I just want to see what happens when these two get into the ring at such a high level. By the way, laughable that people still go around here saying that Mayweather waited until Pacquiao was past his prime, when Mayweather was in fact past his prime, and when Manny Pacquiao went on to fight for another 10 plus years as a high level championship fighter. But narratives are narratives. These fighters don't know how to promote themselves. These fighters don't know how to get eyeballs. If they did, then they wouldn't need to be paying these promoters all this money. They would not be signing with these promotions if they were able to promote themselves. They would not be demanding big, giant, guaranteed bags. They would get a nice check, promote the fight, and get a percentage of the gate. And get a percentage of the pay-per-view. And get a percentage of the merchandising. Have it all. This is a 360. It's a 360 fighter deal. I want a piece of everything, or you can't sign me under your promotion. When you know what you bring to the table, why do you need them? You need them because you don't know what you bring to the table. You can't quantify your worth. You don't know how to promote. And as a result, you need to go to these other people to promote you. Oh, well, but if he doesn't fight with Top Rank, then he can't get any of the Top Rank fighters. Or he can't blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay. All right. Keep marketing yourself until you're so big that they come to your door. Hey, Top Rank, I'll sign with you for a two-fight deal. But I want this, 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 and this. This is what I'm bringing to the table. When I come and fight, These are how many people come out and see me. This is what my social media interaction looks like. This is how I'm able to, these are the other entities that I have going on to produce. They don't do any of that stuff. Unless you're knee deep in boxing, you don't know what Shakur Stevenson's doing. You don't know what Devin Haney's doing. You don't know what Lomachenko's doing. You don't know what Tank Davis is doing. The only one you know what he's doing is Ryan Garcia. Guess who's one of the biggest draws in boxing? The guy who's probably the bottom of those tiers. The guy who's not even on the level of those fighters that I just mentioned. He's the guy that draws the most eyeballs. What does that say? Says these other people don't know how to promote themselves. Because there's no way that if I want to fight somebody and I want it to be a super fight and I want to be recognized as one of the greatest ever, I'm bigging him up. Because the more I prop him up, the more I prop him up to seem as if he's great, right? When I defeat him, I can still prop him up more. Hey, man, that guy was a great fighter. That guy was a great fighter. I just was better today. The misstep with Lomachenko was after the fight, he started dissing him. Oh, you know, he's a good fighter, but he's not on my level. He just beat you. So if you don't think he's that great and he just beat you, what does that say about you? Oh, well, I got robbed. Really, did you? 7 rounds to 5. If it was 6-6, it's a draw. That's still a loss for you. A draw, when you're claiming to be a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest ever, with less than 20 fights in your career. Professional fights. But guess what? I don't care about that amateur stuff. I don't care what you did as an amateur. The pro game is what I care about. Put these professional boxing gloves on. Take that headgear off. We're not going off some weird point system where I'm counting how your glove hits the body. No. You can't be a legend and get a draw against a guy that you say is not on your level. It's a bad look all around. You know what he should have did? He should have went, hey, man, Haney was great. This is such a, I thought I won. But all props to him. He came out. He fought his butt off. I'd love to run it back. He's great. He just barely nipped me. But according to the scorecards, he just barely nipped me. He's great. So guess what I am? If he just barely nipped me, I'm great too. So Tank, where you at? Shakur Stevenson, where you at? Set up the next fight. These people are so awful at promoting, and they wonder why their sport's dying. I'll never understand it. Nobody can tell me the legitimate motivation. Devin Haney is not a box office draw. People are not standing up, coming out to see him. You want to know the reason why those two fights in Australia? I mean, versus Cambosos was in Australia. Yeah, it was in the thing. But if they were here, who's coming to watch them fights? The boxing diehards. That's it. The casuals aren't watching that fight. You know who they're coming to see? They'll come watch Devin Haney versus Aloma. He's not the draw. It's not a diss. Because there's just something that we have against guys who are not power punchers. And they happen to be black. You can be a tactician and be Hispanic. Call you a warrior. right? If you don't knock anybody out, but you could take a punch, Devin Haney proved he could take a punch. He got hit several times flushing right on the chin. Took them hits and kept walking through it. What happened to Nomashchenko? It was a great fight. It was a great fight. I'm telling you, if Lomo had won, I would have came in here, I'd have had no problems. Devin Haney won, I got no problems. You guys have the problem, so now I have to talk about it. Leave something in the comments. I want to know. You tell me, what's the motivation when Lomachenko is clearly the cow in this situation? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. We do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like, make sure you subscribe. Till next time. Peace.